The level of compassion fatigue that you as a helper might experience can actually vary from one day to another. And even those workers who have really good life and work balance, and where you think that they're, you know, they have really good self-care strategies, might experience a higher than normal level of this compassion fatigue if the situation changes, where they're maybe feeling overloaded or overwhelmed, or if they're working with clients who have a lot of needs, or coming in talking about a lot of traumatic events, or if many of the clients they're seeing are in crisis. And when I think about our staff who work in the housing department, probably most of the clients you see are in crisis. So because of that, you may find yourself at a higher risk for developing compassion fatigue.